Here today is top stories. In the race for president, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton debated on who was more down for the cause. And on the other side, Trump is threatening to sue Ted Cruz because he's from Canada. I don't know about you, but these are the days that make me long for 2013, when the top national political story was Obama's gray hair. Still a week till the next primary, which will be in Nevada, and I can't wait for the candidates to play blackjack, smoke indoors, and hand out flyers for prostitutes on the strip. Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders? Hillary Clinton? Closer to home, the race for Senate has been pretty quiet, as incumbent Mark Kirk is running unopposed, and Democrat Tammy Duckworth has a big lead. So why not take this opportunity to take some shots? Senator Kirk was first. He said in an interview that Duckworth was a naive fool that is not fit for office. This was all about Duckworth's comments that harsh anti-Muslim rhetoric from Senate Republicans could be causing radicalization. If this is any indication of what to expect from the upcoming general elections, I say they should debate 50 times. And swear words should be acceptable. A naive fool not fit for office. Let's face it, if being a naive fool would keep you from holding office, then we'd have a serious lawmaker shortage in this country, right? First the Olympics, now El Chapo. The Mexican cartel honcho may be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. And all signs are pointing to New York City as the winning city. I love that we're bidding on the celebrity trial. Rom should throw in some Italian beef and maybe some Blackhawks tickets. Maybe Vince Vaughn could narrate the trial. Ronnie Woo Woo could help take El Chapo from the limo to the courtroom. Woo! Limo! Woo! Courtroom! Hey, everybody! Welcome to Kanye Day! Wait, I thought that was yesterday. Or was it the day before? Kanye West's long-awaited album is supposed to drop today, a day after he had his big fashion show at Madison Square Garden. Did you see the clothes? Look good! Although the Kardashian women all took part and it looked like they were one big advertisement for Beige Le Eggs. That's how you say that, right? Pantyhose? Le Eggs. Le Eggs. So where's the album? Well, Kanye's remastering, which is hip-hop code for napping. In weather, dangerously cold tonight. It's so cold that I bought a hairdryer and some saran wrap for the windows. If all else fails, I just put up a garbage bag or maybe just tape my comforter to the door frame and cordon off the whole front room. That's what we would do. My crappy Lincoln Square place back in college. Good party, though. Real good party. In sports, Matt Forte. It's hard because the Bears were so mediocre with precision. And so now the hopes to change that. But the problem is that the only guy that wasn't mediocre was Matt Forte. So naturally, he's got to go. I get it. If Ryan Pace can bring in a playmaker free agent, or maybe two, for what we would have paid Forte, great. But if this is just about saving money so Virginia can pop some bottles of Chris at the club, nah, man, not cool. Now that Forte's gone, he'll probably sign with the Packers. You know it's going to happen. I think it's time now to rank him. And based on his 8 years and some record-breaking stats, I say Matt Forte is better than Neil Anderson. Huh? Peyton Sayers Forte. Congrats, Matt. You did your job. You never complained. And we were lucky to have you in Chicago. In other football news, I saw a poster that the former Bear Adrian Peterson was signing autographs at the Jewel. Yeah. Not the real Adrian Peterson, but the Bear Adrian Peterson. The one with the stutter, yeah. The Hawks got the Ducks tomorrow after they lost to the Stars yesterday. UC's going to be rocking. Northwestern starts its new streak tomorrow as they take on Illinois for the in-state rival game. We hate that this is where we're at, but we are. I got a lot of confidence in the Cats. They got to win out, and that includes big games against Michigan and Purdue, and they're going to have to upset somebody in the Big Ten tourney. But you know what? That's not impossible. I know I sound unrealistic, but this could be the making of a great Chicago sports story. Remember in 2016 when Northwestern looked out of it and then they ran the table, won the Big Ten tourney, and then, well, lost to UTEP in the first round of the Big Dance? But remember that? It was great. 2016. We got your back, Northwestern. Come on, do this. And finally tonight, it's Valentine's Day weekend, also known as Walgreens Day. Lovers rejoice, exchange chocolates, hugs, and buy each other crappy throwaway teddy bears. For those who don't celebrate, good news. The Easter candy's already out. Well, that's the carryout for February 12th, 2016. Enjoy the heart-shaped pizzas, because really, that's the best thing about Valentine's Day.